conversation Robert and I had underneath those pylons. He was talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I said, what is your name, that, Robert? I don't think it's him, well, you know, it's the movement of the wounds in the times of destruction. You see the times of destruction? What's that, Robert? Well, you know, the coming times that have been presaged by what's going on around us. You know, the exorcism, terrorism, nepotism, the destruction of our civilization, chaos rule. I said, well, what on earth is the chaos rule, Robert? You got marching on pretty unsteady ground. Watch that, there's a bit of fox tail down there. I'm going to tread on that, Robert. I'm well aware of the fox turn, you say, but that isn't the problem today. No. Look, if the problem is women. You know, I mean, they're bringing all these moves to put out fox hunters. But, no. The real beast is a woman. The real beast is a woman, you know? I mean, there's control of business, control of the home, control of children. Nasty, smashing, pastry-filled women. The washing up, the drying up, the hoovering. Ecstatic, the washing up, the drying up. I like to use automatic. And you know, sex is another thing that has been disturbing me, said Robert, what's disturbing about sex? Surely it's a natural function of the human race and the human being in this time with the body. Disturbed by warts and rashes and, you know, all kinds of virulent viruses creeping across the body that we've never known before and our immune systems are unable to tolerate due to the great amount of pickling that we undergo from mobile phones, radio stations, TV beams, secret hidden places imbued, run by the government, that distort the facts of reality and cause terrorists to under bomb us from across the fucking ocean, man. As Robert, hold on, you know, we're just living like we always have lived, trying to have an honest, beautiful, direct life, jointly with nature. Why, you know, I mean, over there, there's one football field of rainforest disappearing every single second, whereas over here, my friend's building a golf course. Now, you know, what could be the exact opposite of the destruction of greenery but a golf course? A golf course is peaceful, it's quiet, it's got space. It's got a touch of the old English scenery. And, you know, quite often I've come to believe that there are certain configurations of holes on a golf course which are actually the landing points down which the terrestrial spacecraft sticks its antennae upon landing. Now, you can laugh at that. I see you are laughing, Robert, but just be careful of that mud. I think that besides extraterrestrials, we've got to look to the more essential things in our life, which is the collapse of religion and Christianity and the death throes of the institutions. Throw up all sorts of beasts and determination of wishing to overcome each other and destroy each other's way of life in order to survive. The churches, the mosques, they've always been built on power structures after all. Now, look at them. Well, I enjoy all those in the country, but you do seem a little disheartened and despairing. And I say, oh, me? No, I'm just a realist. I like to see life as it is. I mean, you know, my life sometimes seems like a script from EastEnders, but I don't let it get me down. I'm real. My heart is beating and pounding. The air that I breathe may be full of chemical additives and such, and the soil I walk on may be full of concrete bed with destruction of the organs, but I am a happy man. Now, can you say that truly? say, soar into the sky.